The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Harvey Sinclair, CEO of E-Energy. E-A-A-S is a ticker there. Harvey, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, good morning, Justin.
You've released a pre-close trading update, and do you know what? I'm looking at some triple-digit percentage growth here, which is always very good. I'm surprised the market hasn't gone on to this yet, but looking very good. So before we get into that, for people who maybe have never heard of the company, can you just explain what you're all about, Harvey, please?
Sure. So, E-Energy is an integrated energy services business. We've principally got two parts to our business. We have a smart procurement energy management business following the acquisition of Beyond last December. This allows companies to switch to zero carbon energy through a sophisticated tech trading platform and allows them to manage their consumption as efficiently as possible. And then we have an energy reduction business, which is principally energy as a service that allows customers to reduce their energy spend through a subscription service. That core business is called Elight, and that is doing, phenomenally well at the moment based on our organic growth strategy.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that. Let's get into the top line first. This is for the 6 months up until 31st December. So the top line, tell us what the growth there.
Yeah, so revenue, Eli increased by 235% during H1 based on a comparable for the previous previous period, H1 to 2019. Organic growth is up 125%. We're absolutely, exceeding our expectations. We're on track for our growth trajectory.
Yeah, and all group entities reported positive operating EBITDA. So there's a lot more to it than top line, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had a very clear strategy of driving both growth and also getting to that your break even point and beyond with positive EBITDA. So we're really pleased that not only has our top line grown, but we've been able to build out our operating model that allows for the growth that we're investing in, but at the same time delivers us the earnings that we expected to see.
Yeah, and the projects are up. So 111 projects, 95% increase on 6 month period, and the value's gone up as well.
Yeah, I think this demonstrates just quite how strong the demand in the market is now for carbon reduction strategies. It also allows us to demonstrate the scalability of our business model. When you look at the intensity of how we're installing these projects in such a restricted environment, it demonstrates how far we've come in being able to get that scalable business model working on plan.
Yeah, cool. And talk about the acquisition there, Beyond. How's that progressing there?
It's been fantastic. It's a superb business. It's been around 20 years. The entire team has been retained. They're all shareholders and wed to the business strategy. So this was really a merger more than an exit for them. They have seen the potential that E-Energy can bring to their customers, and already, we have started engaging with their customer base, large charitable organizations, large multi-site retailers. So their business is trading well, responding really positively to our partnership and our involvement, and extremely excited about what we can deliver to their customer base. They've got over 800 customers, and they've got an amazing renewal rate, 94% renewal rate of their customers historically. And so far, having spoken to many of their big customers, there is real engagement.
Yeah. And Alex, you've achieved this despite COVID. Has it hindered you in any way? I mean, could you have done better?
Oh, it's a tough one. I mean, COVID is certainly posing challenges logistically. I think that it provides a tougher environment to, get access to sites. We've been fortunate that our core market in education has been obviously running at under occupancy. So they have, empty sites. So that's been very fortunate for us. New business has its challenges because, a lot of people working from home, call centers and, switchboards are, not manned as frequently as perhaps they might be during normal operating hours. But, despite that, our pipeline's huge. It's on track to deliver what we need to. So, yeah, we're just navigating our way through the challenges that it poses, and hopefully, you know, we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel with, you know, restrictions being lifted in the coming months.
Yeah, well, light's quite appropriate for you guys. But and the outlook, you said you're quite confident. You can, you know, you're going to be progressing for going forward. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Look, we spent all of 2020 building a phenomenal pipeline. You know, we don't have a pipeline which converts in days. We have a 3 to 6 month conversion pipeline from when we typically start engaging with a customer and delivering projects. So we've always got good visibility on the forward trajectory. The pipeline assessment looks really positive. We've delivered the most proposals in the history of the business in a quarter, in the last quarter just gone. So, you know, that was partly fueled by the government initiatives driving state schools to consider energy efficiency measures. So that's given us head of steam. And, you know, we're actually now starting to look at a lot of multi-site big corporate customers in the retail space and in the food services space. So I think that's probably where we see quite a lot of growth potential this year.
Mm-hmm. Good. I mean, just look at the chart there. It's looking very good, in an uptrend. It's all looking good for you. So if people are liking this, Harvey, but not yet following the story, let's have those three bullet points as to why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add e-energy to their watch list, please.
Sure. So look, e-energy is unique in that it's able to offer customers both a switch to green energy and also enables them to reduce their consumption at the same time without using capital. So the net zero agenda is driving huge interest in our product offering. And I think we're one of the few genuine ESG business propositions available to investors on the AIM market at the moment.
Excellent stuff. Harvey, good to chat to you as always. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.